This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm grumpy, guys. I got to just tell you right now, I am just grumpy. I don't know what it is. I think I'm just a little fed up. I do get grumpy when I don't get a good night's sleep. You know, like last night I got into bed. I had to write, you know, some letters of recommendations for some students and, you know, do some stuff for National Blood Donation Week. And I get to bed and Uzi, the little dog, is there, and she's on my side of the bed. You know, she leaves my husband's side completely, you know, untouched. But, you know, she has to have her tushy on my side of the bed. So I try to get to the bed, and then she, you know, in her sleeve, starts kicking me, like, move. Like, because it's my bed. You know, I'm the one that pays for the house. I'm the one that pays for, you know, I mean, my husband pays too, but, okay, it's my bed. And I don't know. I think I just feel unappreciated. I just do. And, you know, I started driving to work today, and I'm following the laws. I mean, I'm staying in my lane. I'm using my clicker when I change lanes. I'm, you know, stopping at the stoplight. And then I guess I get to my studio, and I have some leftovers from, I was watching football over the weekend, and I could eat leftovers like days after. Right. And so I have some chicken wings that are in some foil. And I'm just kind of looking at this and I'm eating them cold, you know, because they're wrapped in foil and you can't put foil in the microwave. And you want to know what? I'm sick of it. I want warm chicken wings. I am tired of following the rules. Why can't I take the chicken wings in the foil and just stick it in the microwave? Well, you can't stick microwave foil in microwave. Why can't I? This is the year 2018, and I have to either find a microwave safe dish or eat my food cold? Are you kidding me? We have cell phones that navigate us through some of the craziest neighborhoods anywhere on this world, and I can't heat up my chicken wings. I have a problem with that. I do. I have a problem with not being able to flip somebody off on the street that I think needs to be flipped off. One of my students got in trouble, I guess got pulled over because she touched her cell phone. She had been hitting her Google Maps or her Pandora or whatever and got in trouble. I am sick of seeing people do bad, do stupid. Nothing happens to them. Yet, innocent people like us, we get traffic tickets. In fact, Corey got a traffic ticket. My husband got a traffic ticket. We're good people. And maybe there's something to following the rules. We follow the rules to a T, and it smacks us on the butt. You know, one of the stories today in health headlines is, you know, the good cholesterol, HDL, which we've been preaching about for years that you need to have. Now there's a study saying too much HDL could be bad for you. Too much good cholesterol, bad for you? Maybe the trick to longevity and enjoying life is to be a little bad. I love cussing. I mean, cuss words make my day. I also like being flirted with. I think flirting is fun. I never cheat on my husband, and my husband never cheat on me. But, oh, yeah, sure. You're a police officer, and you pull me over, and, yeah, I'll flirt with you. You're in a uniform. Maybe the people who drink in Europe and have their wine at dinner every night, know what they're doing. And I just think something's got to give. I'm tired of this being good all the time. You know, a lot of us at work, we'll bust our butts and we will go the extra mile. Is that working for you? Is it? I don't mean to be negative, but I mean, when you go the extra mile at work, has it really paid off? No. You get spanked. What happens is you go the extra mile. So then one day when you're like, you know what, I'm not doing that anymore. Now you look like the bad guy. Maybe the key to life is staying under the radar, which is very difficult for me because I ping every radar out there. But maybe the key to life and keeping your sanity and enjoying what you do and living longer is staying under the radar. Do what you feel like. Don't mess with other people. Stay in your lane. But don't always follow the rules all the time. I think some of these rules are stupid. Let's take the roundabout. I can't stand the roundabout near my house. I'm going to start to cheat on the roundabout. If there is somebody within the roundabout driving around the roundabout, going round and round, I'm going to jump into the stupid thing. I'm not going to wait. If I want to switch a lane and I can't hit the clicker because I'm trying to eat my cold hot wings while driving in the car, I'm not going to use my traffic signal if there's nobody around. And you want to know what I really feel like doing? This is what I really feel like doing. If I'm at a stop sign in a rural area and there is no one around in sight for miles and no pedestrians, I want to drive right through it. You want to know what? I think it'll feel pretty good. So I'm not telling you to break the law. I'm not telling you to stick foil in the microwave, but reevaluate everything you're doing. And if you think you're getting fed up, splurge. Just a little splurge. So, on my break, I'm going to heat up my hot wings. And if I start a fire in the kitchen, so be it. We'll be back, I guess. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're back at Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, my nose is running. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, Manny, and Brad, who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So no surprise here, but David Katz, the 24-year-old shooter that lost at an esports tournament, a video game tournament, and started shooting people, we're now being told he killed 2 people and wounded 10 others before taking his own life. They said 11 people have been injured. Now they're saying 10. Apparently, no surprise here, had psychiatric issues. At least as early as the age of 12. That's according to family divorce records. David Katz, again, 24 years old, apparently had been prescribed a number of psychiatric medications, including an antipsychotic, and saw a, quote, succession of psychiatrists, according to a 2006 letter from the father's attorney. A separate 2006 court filing states that a therapist said David had experienced a psychiatric crisis. Now, we're going to talk about this. We have to be politically correct, and we have to be very, very careful. Because there's a lot of people that have psychiatric illness that are not murderers. You know, and they deserve a chance in this world, and they deserve, you know, to get better, get treatment, and get better. But a person who chooses to kill other people probably has a psychiatric illness. So it's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. Anybody that chooses to shoot people up after losing a video game has psychological issues. But not all people's psychological issues are murders. Okay? We've got to be very careful because we need to be, you know, need to be very careful with how we say things these days. But we need to talk about this very frankly. Now, CNN is reporting that they obtained police records that show 26 calls for service to the police from the Katz family. This is in their home in Columbia, Maryland. And this occurred between the period of 1993 to 2009 for issues ranging from mental illness to domestic disputes. At least two of those calls involved Katz arguing with his mother. Now, none of the reports, though, provided to CNN did show any physical violence. The Howard County Police Department declined to release the reports from a number of the incidents. Since Sunday's shooting, the family has told investigators that David Katz suffered from mental health issues, according to a law enforcement source who described the family as being very cooperative. Both parents have worked for the federal government. Apparently, Richard Katz, the father, is a NASA engineer employed at the Goddard Space Flight Center outside D.C. Elizabeth Katz is listed as an employee of the Food and Drug Administration. Neither Elizabeth nor Richard Katz could be reached for comment by CNN. Court records reveal a divorce and custody battle that apparently was so acrimonious that both parents filed to have a guardian ad litem, you guys probably know what that is, to represent the interests of their boy. Apparently, they disagreed about his mental health treatment. So Katz, the shooter, apparently suffered emotionally as a child, had been prescribed, now this is interesting, they say psychiatric drugs including Lexapro. Lexapro isn't considered in the medical community a quote-unquote psychiatric drug, but it does qualify as such, and we'll talk about that. So he was on Lexapro. He was also on an antidepressant as well as risperidone. Risperidone we sometimes use for schizophrenia. Katz's mother took him to see a number of psychiatrists as well as a social worker and art therapist, according to a 2006 letter from the father's attorney. Now, the father disputed the necessity of the drugs and a psychiatric evaluation sought by the mom, suggesting that his son instead attend a support group for middle school students. So there's a lot of issues here. A lot of issues we need to talk about. I'll finish. Richard Katz has seen no evidence whatsoever of schizophrenia in David Katz. Is Richard Katz, was the dad medically qualified to diagnose his son? Who is the most common person to diagnose their kids? The parents. They're also the most common people to misdiagnose their kids. On one occasion, they say according to a document from the father's lawyer, CNN reports that Katz strongly reacted to the notion of going to an appointment, and he locked himself in the car. Then the boy was then faced with the prospect of being put in handcuffs by the police. The day after his 13th birthday, police were called to the mother's home in Columbia to help with the son because of the volume of the television and his overall lack of respect towards her and his grandmother. Then the day after his 14th birthday, Katz called police to the home because his mother keeps punishing him by taking away his video games. Now, this kid had anger issues. This does not seem to be a very happy home. It doesn't seem to me that he got proper care. Now, again, I'm only looking at a sliver, Polaroid shot of what happened. But from what we understand, he legally purchased a 9mm handgun and a .45 caliber handgun back in Maryland last month. One of the weapons had a laser sight that attached to the gun. We don't know how he got them into Jacksonville or how he got them into the event. Apparently, federal gun laws prohibit anyone who has been committed to a mental health institution against their will or adjudicated as mentally incompetent from legally purchasing a firearm. They say a clinical history of psychological issues does not preclude someone from buying a gun. And medical records are supposed to be considered private. Not anymore. Your legal records, obviously, are not private, as we see with Michael Cohen and Donald Trump. So, Since 2013, they say residents of Maryland must obtain a handgun qualification license from the state police before purchasing a pistol or revolver. This means that Katz would have submitted his fingerprints, undergone a background check, and passed a firearm safety training course to buy those guns. Now, some of you are going, wait, whoa, 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 Lexapro? Could Lexapro disqualify you from buying a gun? It could in the future. There's a lot of people on Lexapro. Doesn't mean they have mental illness. This is a very, very tricky scenario. I look back and I see what happened with this kid, and you're like, well, you could see the writing on the wall. But it's not that simple. How many times do police come to a house from people? I mean, people fight all the time. People yell. My parents yelled and screamed. Every neighborhood we moved to, and we moved a lot. Every neighborhood we moved to, our house was the loudest because my parents were always yelling and screaming. They weren't going to kill anybody. I mean, you know, they were solid people. They were, you know. Did police ever have to come to the home? I don't remember. And I don't think my parents would have admitted it. They would have probably said, oh, yeah, they're just, you know, doing a sweep of the neighborhood and, you know. So, police come to the house all the time for domestic disturbances. My husband was in a fraternity. How many times do you think the police came by that house? Guys, keep it down. Yes, officer. Are you drinking? No. So, Katz attended Hammond High School in Columbia. CNN spoke to several graduates who remembered him. Teandre Montana, graduated a year ahead of Katz, remembered him as a video gamer who was antisocial. They said he stayed to himself. He didn't talk much. He was a good guy. I couldn't imagine him doing such a thing. David Ford, who graduated with Katz in 2011, said he was a quiet kid. But when you talked to him, he seemed cool. Now, cool today is different from cool to us. Okay, when we went to school, somebody would be sitting there playing Pong on his Atari. We probably would have thought he was a dork. Now, if you're really big into video games, you're cool. Like this Fortnite is huge. I want to start playing it. It's so huge. It's kind of dorky. I was playing Dungeons & Dragons the other day. Again, dorky, but nowadays that's cool. So, we have a lot to talk about here. Okay, number one is parents and their misdiagnosis of their kids. I don't know what happened with the Sandy Hook shooting and Adam Lanza and his mom's interaction and how his mom approached Adam Lanza's mental illness. We don't really know a lot about his medical history, but obviously something went wrong because he kills her and then he kills a bunch of kids and teachers. Are parents doing a disservice to society by protecting their kid from getting psychiatric help that they need? Now, movies, TV, Hollywood have scared the hell out of us parents. We don't want our kid getting a diagnosis that he doesn't deserve. And we want second opinions in medicine. I mean, you know, all right, you have cancer. And then it turns out, well, you don't have cancer. So, you know, people want a second opinion in medicine. But with psychiatric, seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist, sometimes that second opinion doesn't necessarily bear the same weight as it would in other settings. So now you have a diagnosis from some doctor, and that holds. So we're going to talk about in the next segment, how do we identify the next shooter? And how do you not get accused of having a psychiatric illness when you don't? 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News.
The owner of a Texas company that makes untraceable 3D printed guns says he's begun selling the blueprints through his website to anyone who wants to make one, despite federal courts barring him from posting the plans online.
Debate is over. The guns are downloadable. Files are in the public domain. You cannot take them back. You can adjust your politics. You will not ask me to adjust mine.
That was Cody Wilson, owner of the website where you can purchase those 3D printed guns. Meanwhile, senators are continuing to honor the late John McCain. Today, one of his close friends, Lindsey Graham, spoke on Fox News.
Appreciate getting the flag down and the president saying something nice. If I had to pick one person to explain America to someone from another planet, it would be John. He could answer the question, who are these Americans? Yeah. Along with Mark Salter, is the most eloquent expression of what America's about came from John.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So about a year ago, I had received an email, and I think we talked about it on air, where somebody was having difficulty sleeping, and the doctor wanted to prescribe him. It was either Zoloft or Paxil, I forget. And so we talked about the difference between Zoloft and Paxil, but he was hesitant because he was worried about gun laws. And he was worried about EHR, and would he be able to keep his gun or renew a CCW if he was taking a medication such as that. So we had talked about on air about the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which include Lexapro, one of the drugs that this David Katz was on. And selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are one of my favorite class of medications. And I don't want them to be called a psychiatric medication. I want them to be called what they do. They help maintain your body's serotonin. Serotonin is a hormone that's involved in a lot of processes. And when your serotonin is low, yeah, you could get grumpy. You could have trouble sleeping. You could be in more pain. You could maybe have mood issues. Maybe you have GI issues, more irritable bowel. Serotonin is involved in so much. And so, when I was in medical school, things were a lot more black and white. So if somebody had trouble sleeping, or they were grumpy, they said, call it depression. I'm like, but they're not depressed. They're not crying. They're not suicidal. They're not depressed. They're, you know, grumpy, on edge. So we'd give them a medicine like Zoloft or Lexapro, and they would be less grumpy, less irritated, less irritable. Okay, yeah, you see it worked. You gave them an antidepressant. Well, I don't care if the FDA calls it an antidepressant. And yes, maybe the medication helps those that have depression. But I never gave an SSRI to a person who was depressed. I would give them an antidepressant, like Wellbutrin or something else that would be more mood elevating. If I want to kind of curb that anxiety and curb that edginess and that grumpiness, I'm going to give you something that helps your serotonin. And so I wish we had a class of medicine that we just call it like it is and we don't really put a label in terms of whether it's a psychiatric drug or not. The problem is if that's the way the FDA approved it, then that's a label it's going to have. And with that kind of label, you have a lot of people out there concerned. The more we hear of these shootings, and we go back and we find what medication these people are on, you're going to have non-academic approaches to stereotyping and labeling people going, oh, yeah, 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 you see, they were on Lexapro. So that means they had issues. Well, listen, if you're drinking alcohol to help you sleep, if you're eating chocolate, right, and gaining weight and becoming obese to deal with your moods, you still have the same issue. Some of us will deal with it with a pill. Some will deal with food. Some will exercise excessively. I mean, I see some people at the gym, and they are obsessive. And I mean really obsessive. But we admired them. Like, oh, okay, they're in great shape. Look at that. You know, they got the abs. You know, they're hydrating, they're spending hours in the gym. Good for them. Well, is it the same diagnosis? If they are being obsessive about their bodies and they are trying to fight their mood issue by exercising like crazy, 2-3 hours a day, avoiding their family, you know, not doing what they were supposed to do after work, that's okay and admired. Yet somebody who takes a medication to do the exact same thing, hangs out with the family, gets those extra projects done for work, works on their kids' homework, they're looked upon as having a psychiatric illness because they took the pill. I mean, I have a problem with that. I'd rather you exercise. I think that's great. But if it's the same diagnosis, if you're having the same issue, how come one person gets a label and one doesn't? So we are breeding a society of people who don't want to get the pill so they don't get the label. Because they're going to get labeled if they get a medication. And can you blame them? If you get a bunch of liberals in office who later say, all right, I don't want anybody getting a gun who's been on Lexapro or Zoloft or Paxil, anybody who wants to protect their Second Amendment rights are going to say, no, you know what, I'll just drink some scotch every night. Trust me, alcohol helps, I'll just do it that way. And alcohol doesn't prevent you from getting a gun. You don't get a blood alcohol test when you get your CCW. So we're going to start to see this behavior of avoiding the medical community. There's going to be a lot of distrust, and parents do that too. If parents have a child that has a psychiatric illness, or even a medical illness, or was born with a birth defect, the average parent blames themselves. Why? Why are you blaming yourself? We're not designed to make 100% perfect human beings because nobody's perfect. Well, I must have done something because, you know, he has ADHD. Or he has antisocial. Or he has autism. I must have done something wrong. Well, what if that kid turns 40 and he has a heart attack? Maybe we should blame you for that because you didn't instill good diet and exercise when raising him. I mean, you could blame anything on the parents. So I really believe we have a lot of parents out there that will not take their children to get appropriate health or to get appropriate treatment, or they think they know better than the doctor. Now, I have seen some doctors do stupid. There was a nurse that was about to give my child the wrong vaccine. It happens. And you as a parent are your child's only advocate. But what happens if you're raising the next mass killer? If you have a child with anger issues, and you see that that child just wants to bring the rain, which may happen. I mean, a lot of people get frustrated. You need to get that child some help. Because if that child does know better than to kill other people, he may kill himself. So you need to identify this anger. Now, a lot of people ask, well, what's normal? You know, I mean, kids going through puberty are moody. Yeah, they are. Teenagers are moody. You have some people that are introverts. You have some I'm sure if Albert Einstein was alive today, he would be so big on video games. He would probably be in the basement, you know, be maybe the next Steve Jobs. I don't know. He was a little weird. They say he had Asperger's, but he was a genius. So you need to identify as a parent, or we need to as medical providers, if somebody is going to go, we used to use the word postal, which is not correct anymore, but somebody go berserk. So now how do we identify the next shooter? Well, if somebody does have anger issues, if police do need to come to the house often, that's somebody that needs medical care, but we can't force it. Well, so some people said, well, let's get rid of all the guns. Well, apparently he wasn't a gun-free zone. Doesn't matter. He got the gun. We have to address mental illness, and we can't be too politically correct about it. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this basically, you know, blew my pants off. High HDL, or good cholesterol, could actually be bad for you. Now, I've been telling you for years to get your HDL up. I've been telling you guys for years that any one of my patients that had high HDL never had a heart attack that I've seen in my 16 to 20 years of practicing medicine. But now we're being told high HDL could be bad for you. And you want to know what? It does actually make sense. I'm going to kind of walk you guys through this. So LDL, as you know, is the bad cholesterol. HDL is the good cholesterol. And I wrote an article on this on my website at drdahlia.com. You can check it out. But LDL is what the liver makes to transport cholesterol from the liver to the cells. And the cells need cholesterol. Building blocks, a whole variety of bodily functions needs cholesterol. We just don't need too much. So the excess needs to be brought back to the liver. So you need a lot of trucks, right, to bring that stuff back. Well, the HDL provides those trucks to bring the transport back. So that's why the more HDL, the better. Well, according to Emory School of Medicine, researchers performed a study as part of the Emory Cardiovascular Biobank. They looked at 6,000 patients who averaged 63 years old. So about two-thirds were male and one-third was female. And then they followed them for 4 years. Now, their HDL ranged between 30 and 60. Normal HDL, we want between 40 and 50. So they looked at people who ranged between 30 and 60. And they found that 13% ended up dying at the end of the study. And the ones who had the best chance of living were and not dying from heart disease were the ones with the kind of the medium amount of HDL. It's kind of like the Goldilocks theory. You don't want too little. You don't want too much. It has to be just right. If you had an HDL level below 41 or above 60, you were at higher risk of heart disease. They even said if you were greater than 60, an HDL greater than 60, you had a 50% increased risk of dying from heart disease. Greater than 80, a level of HDL greater than 80 was even higher. Study author Dr. Allard Raddick said one surprising aspect of the study was that this association between high levels of HDL and increased risk of death of cardiovascular disease was seen more commonly in women compared to men. So what the heck is going on? Now, I will still say HDL is good. HDL, as long as you don't have too much of anything, HDL, again, works to get that extra cholesterol that wants to float around the body and start to just stick and clog. It brings it back to the liver to be broken down. Plus, they found, I think this was what, about a month or two ago, that HDL lowers inflammation. They think HDL downregulates a factor that causes inflammation, and if HDL is an anti-inflammatory agent, that's kind of a hero in the delicate cardiovascular system, because cardiovascular systems do not like inflammation. But then, what the hell is going on with this HDL issue? So, I decided to look up what people do to raise their HDL. Now, for some people, you just got it. I've seen people where they just have it. Nobody in their family gets heart disease. You know, usually it's something else that gets their family, whether it's natural causes or cancer or something. And so I'll see, all right, they just have relatively high HDL, and they seem to not have heart disease issues. But you have some people that could try to raise their own HDL. I think it's very difficult to raise it on your own, but some people do it. And I went to Medical News Today to see what they recommended for raising HDL. Well, they said if you want to raise your good cholesterol, consume olive oil. And we know that. Olive oil, all right. We know that the monounsaturated fat seems to reduce heart disease risk. Mediterranean diet seems to be one of the healthiest. Okay. All right, I mean, do I think consuming olive oil is bad for you? Could this possibly cause you to have heart issues later? No, probably not. So let's move on to the next recommendation. The next recommendation is to follow a low-carb or ketogenic diet. Now, this is Medical News Today. This was written last August. To follow a low-carb or ketogenic diet to increase your HDL. Now, what study just came out a week ago on low-carb or ketogenic diets? It increases the risk of heart death. Cardiologists came out from Poland and revealed at the European Society of Cardiology conference that people who consumed a low-carbohydrate diet were at greater risk of premature death. risks were increased, including coronary heart disease, stroke, and cancer. And we're being told that those diets need to be avoided. So is there a chance that some of these people raising their HDL by the low-carb ketogenic diet is hurting themselves that way? It has nothing to do with the HDL. It's because the low-carb diets or ketogenic diets have some sort of correlation with heart disease. Now, they also recommend exercising regularly. I think that does help. There was a study looking at overweight men who performed high-intensity exercise, and you found a 10% increase in HDL cholesterol. Low-intensity exercise only increased by 2%. But now here's another thing that you're going to find interesting. Last year, Medical News Daily recommended add coconut oil to your diet. Adding coconut oil. What happened last week? We were told coconut oil is bad. We were told that coconut oil is so bad. Well, that's one doctor's opinion. That the saturated fats could hurt your heart health. Are some of these people maybe overdoing it with coconut oil? Maybe we've been giving some poor advice. Now, they recommend stop smoking. That could help your HDL. I believe that. They recommend to lose weight. I believe that. They say eat purple produce. Like because they have antioxidants called anthocyanins. These anthocyanins help fight inflammation, protect your cells, from damaging free radicals. And they found that with people with diabetes, those who took the anthocyanin supplement twice a day caused a 20% increase in their HDL. So purple corn, red cabbage, blueberries, eggplant, blackberries, black raspberries, that could help. Okay. They recommend eating fatty fish often. Fatty fish with the omega-3s. Avoid artificial trans fats. That's what they recommend to raise your HDL. So a couple pieces of advice on that. Now, this year, we're starting to see a completely 180-degree turn. Say, don't take in the coconut oil. Don't do the low-carb diets. So, for those of you out there going, Dr. Dahlia, what the heck am I supposed to do? This is what I recommend. Number one is, okay, don't take anything for granted. You don't let your guard down. I think you have some people out there that have pretty good HDL levels. I did. My HDL level was good. So I was like, I could have the chocolate cake. No, maybe no. The other thing, too, is I learned from a cardiologist, Dr. Watu, in my neck of the woods, how it doesn't matter if you have good HDL. If you have high LDL, that's an independent risk factor in and of itself. And so just because somebody has good cholesterol doesn't mean you can ignore the LDL. Somebody has high LDL, they're going to still clog their arteries. And it makes sense, right? Because the LDL is coming to dump the cholesterol in the body. So you just don't let your guard down. Don't take anything for granted. Keep your LDL down. Make sure you're eating healthy. Don't overdo it with these stupid fad diets. Don't try to drink a lot of alcohol to try to raise your HDL. And shoot for moderation. The Goldilocks. Not too little, not too much, just right. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.